Well, here are the stories that are covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Reddit is going closed source. Iconic board game Settlers of Catan is coming to virtual reality. Amazon is facing at least one lawsuit from those recalled solar eclipse glasses. Nearly 500,000 pacemakers are vulnerable to an easy hack attack that could kill the user, and a firmware upgrade is immediately required. And a huge breakthrough has been made in cancer research as scientists develop a nanobot capable of killing cancer cells in under 3 minutes. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep, both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Jeff Weston, and here are the top stories of the week of September 6, 2017. 9 years after going open source, Reddit is archiving the source code for its website and mobile apps. The source code will still be accessible, but will no longer be updated. Reddit cites concerns about competition as one of the reasons for the change in direction. But Reddit is not completely turning its back on open source. While it will no longer be possible to access the full source code, it will still be possible to access a limited number of code bases, such as Baseplate, Rolling Pin, and Maxuna. The site says those who have been paying attention will realize that this isn't really a change to how we're doing anything, but rather making explicit what's already been going on. And users are not convinced by that explanation. Reddit explains that the initial thinking behind open sourcing the project was to ensure the site would stay alive no matter what happened to the company itself. Well, 9 years later, Reddit has evolved into a gigantic online beast, and the company points out that it has done a terrible job of keeping its open source project repos updated. In a post explaining the changes, founding coder Christopher Slow says open source makes it hard for us to develop some features in clear, like recent video launch, without leaking our plans too far in advance. As Reddit is now a large player in the web, it's hard for us to be strategic in our planning when everyone can see what code we're committing. The iconic board game Settlers of Catan is coming to virtual reality. A new version is being developed by game studio Experiment 7, which previously created a pair of VR to take on chess, with feedback from the original minds behind Catan. the VR game, which is coming to both Oculus Rift and Gear VR, and called simply Catan VR, is described as true to the classic, but optimized for virtual reality with a fresh, fully immersive format. Unfortunately, right now the creators aren't showing off what the new VR title looks like, though it appears that it will feature both a single-player and online multiplayer content. I love Settlers of Catan. When I heard this, I was stupid giddy.
VR is getting, like, real, man.
I know. So I have no clue.
Now you can play board games in VR.
Well, I have no clue what it's going to look like, yeah. But I'm picturing, okay, is this going to be, like, first person,
yeah,
walking around doing trading and resources? Like, I have no clue, but
that would take it to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Or remember battle chess when we were kids?
Oh,
where,
yeah,
it was chess pieces that, you know, as you move them, then all of a sudden they morph into a real person and start slicing.
Yes,
person.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But imagine that as a board game. It's still a board game, but it took it to the next level.
Oh,
could
so
they do
cool.
something like that?
So cool. I can't wait for it to come out. That's going to be exciting. All right. A U.S. couple have filed a proposed class action lawsuit against Amazon, claiming they sustained eye injuries from solar eclipse glasses purchased on the site. Corey Payne and Kayla Harris said they experienced headaches and vision impairment after using the glasses to which the U.S. eclipse to the U.S. eclipse on August 21st. Amazon issued a recall on potentially hazardous eclipse glasses on August 10th, which we reported on August 16th. The couple, however, claimed that they were not informed of the recall, which means they didn't watch Cat 5.
What are they doing?
I know. Legal documents filed by the pair say the warning was tragically too little, too late. Amazon has declined to comment on the lawsuit, which was filed in a federal court in South Carolina last Tuesday. Okay. Pretty much every day for a week leading up to this, all you saw was glasses recalled.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look directly at the sun. Blah, blah, blah. So
do not use these glasses from Amazon.
I saw it everywhere. So you'd have to be living in a hole to have not seen that information. I don't know. I'm not sure I buy it that they weren't informed.
Yeah. But that's such a hard thing. Like, whose responsibility does it become? And Amazon sells, like, people sell products in Amazon as if it's almost like it's developed into, like, classifieds.
Right.
In a way. When you buy something on Amazon, you're probably not buying it from Amazon unless you've specifically selected it as Amazon.
Right.
They emailed everybody that.
Yeah. But even then, it's not Amazon's product.
That's it. Yeah, it's a tough thing. Where do you buy the cheap thing, save a couple bucks, and find out that, hey, it's going to make you blind?
See, oddly enough, for the eclipse, my grandma's funeral was happening at the time that the eclipse happened. Mm-hmm. And we were all standing outside as they were placing her casket in the hearse, and somebody comes up to me with a paper plate, and they go, look, I put a pinhole in this plate. If you hold it out, you can actually see the eclipse on the pavement. So
that's
we had this plate out, and because the sun magnified through the hole, so a whole bunch of us stood around. You know, grandma's placed in the hearse, and then we turn and we look and we watch the eclipse as it happened.
Wow!
It was a very memorable moment.
Yeah, that's kind of special.
Yeah, but it was
commemorating
neat.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Talk about painful software updates. An estimated 465,000 people in the U.S. are getting notices that they should update the firmware that runs their life-sustaining pacemakers or risk failing victim to potentially fatal hacks. Cardiac pacemakers are small devices that are implanted in a patient's upper chest to correct abnormal or irregular heart rhythms. Pacemakers are generally outfitted with small radio frequency equipment so the devices can be maintained remotely. That way, new surgeries aren't required after they're implanted. Like many wireless devices, pacemakers from Abbott Laboratories contain critical flaws that allow hijackers within radio range to seize control while the pacemakers are running. Abbott representatives wrote in an open letter to doctors, if there were a successful attack, an unauthorized individual, i.e. a nearby attacker, could gain access and issue commands to the implanted medical device through radio frequency RF transmission capability, and those unauthorized commands could modify device settings, example, stop pacing or impact device functionality. The update will require patients to visit a clinic where doctors will put the pacemakers in backup mode while the firmware is being patched. The Abbott letter said that certain patients, the update should be performed in a facility where temporary pacing and pacemaker generator change are readily available due to the very small estimated risk of firmware update malfunction. Nanobots that drill into cancer cells can kill the cancer in just 60 seconds. The tiny spinning molecules are driven by light and so quickly that they can burrow their way through cell linings when activated. In one test conducted at Durham University, the nanomachines took between 1 and 3 minutes to break through the outer membrane of prostate cancer cell, killing it instantly.
Wow.
The motor is a rotor-like chain of atoms that can be prompted to move in one direction, causing the molecule to rotate at high speed. Dr. Robert Powell of Durham University said, "We're moving towards realizing our ambition to be able to use light-activated nanomachines to target cancer cells, such as those in breast tumors and skin melanomas, including those that are resistant to existing chemotherapy. Once developed, this approach could provide a potential step change in non-invasive cancer treatment and greatly improve survival rates and patient welfare globally." The scientists whose work is reported in the journal Nature created several different light-activated motorized molecules designed to home in on specific cells. The researchers are already proceeding with experiments in microorganisms and small fish and hope to move to rodents soon ahead of a clinical trial in humans if animal testing is successful. I love this.
Awesome.
I think it is probably one of the coolest news stories we have ever covered. It's like life-changing, literally, for some people. But the fact that you could take, I mean, when you look at a picture of it, it's not, I mean, we're talking literally atoms. Like, it's small.
Yeah, our picture is an artist rendering. So understand, right, this is something that is so incredibly microscopic. Like, you can fit tens of thousands of them on a single hair.
Probably millions. I mean, millions. Who knows? Like, I don't
millions.
Even.
Millions.
But I think this is so neat. And the fact that it's been something that's been manufactured and it's controlled by light and then it's gone. Like, you go in there and the cancer is gone. It's obliterated. It's killed. I love this. I think this is so stinking cool.
I can't wait to see what's next. What's next for the tech?
Right.
How can this be, you know, obviously they're still in trials, but this could be absolutely groundbreaking.
Oh, for sure.
And something I've never thought of. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let's stop it with chemotherapy and let's do nanobots.
Yeah. Oh, so awesome. I think it's cool. Big thanks this week to Sparkly Balls, Roy W. Nash, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Jeff Weston.